My name is Reverend Evelina McFarland. I grew up in the Hill District. I grew up on Wooster Street, Wooster and Wiley. And I was always active in the Hill District. Many of the shops at the barber shops and everybody, they knew me from the Hill because the original Good Samaritan Church was on Wooster Street. And my mother and them used to sell chicken dinners and rib dinners, and I used to be the runner. And I used to run up and down Center and Wiley Avenue collecting money and delivering dinners so everybody knew me in the Hill District. And then I used to work for the NAACP. I know Tim Stevens. I knew him when he had a singing group. My cousin used to sing with him before he became a politician. I knew Lena Horne when she lived on top of the Crawford Grill when I was a young girl around 11 years old. Georgie Benson knew all of them. I was quite familiar with the Hill District. The Hill used to be booming. The Hill was the main vein. You had to come from East Liberty, the North Side, and everything. Everybody used to come to the Hill because we had the Crawford Grill. We had the New Granada Theater. We had the Roosevelt Theater. We had all the supermarkets. We had the jazz clubs, the Roosevelt. Everybody used to come near and sing because we had all the stars just about coming here that lived in the Hill District that a lot of people didn't know about. We had Miss Lovett that opened up the new YMCA. We had K. Leroy Irvis that got the high rise. And the Hill District used to be live. We had so many restaurants, chicken places, fried fish places. The Hill used to have it going on. The movie theaters was only a quarter. You didn't have to go anywhere off the Hill. We had Gordon's Shoe Store, Wolf's Shoe Store. Everything was good until the riots, until Martin Luther King got killed. And then that's when things changed. They started looting and rioting and burning up places, burning up the stores and the supermarkets. And we didn't have anywhere to go. We had to go outside our community then. And it just never been the same since then. Right now, I'm a reverend at a church, and I'm a candidate to be a pastor of a church. So right now, I just go to different churches who call me to come and bring the word. So that's what I do now. My job is ministering to the lost, winning souls for Christ. I've been through so much. My family has been through so much, and I just love that scripture. It fills my heart. It blesses my heart. I will bless him at all times because you can't stop praising God for everything that he has done. And when you look back over your life and see where he has brought you from, it's just such a blessing. My father died on Easter 1984. I had asked him to babysit my son while I was going to church, and I left home. I left my son with my father. And when I came back home, my father had passed away. And my son, he was only five, so he didn't know. He was just running around. He thought granddad was asleep. And then 4 years later, my brother was murdered in my mother's house. And me and my son found him in my mother's house dead. Right after that, my mother passed away. She threw a blood clot in the middle of the night and took her out of here. Then in 2005, my son was shot five times and wasn't expected to live, but he pulled through. God is good. He was in a coma for 3 months, and they said he wouldn't make it, but he made it. He pulled through. And then myself in 2012, I slipped into a diabetic coma, and I was in intensive care for a month, and they didn't think I was going to make it, but God is good. I'm here today. I've been through many obstacles. Prayer is the key. Keep praying. Be virtuous women. Be women with respect. Having good morals. Stay in school. The more you learn, the more you earn. Remember that. It's all about the money. There's nice places, but if you can't afford it, you can't live there. Go to college, and you can do great things because we have great minds. And don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing, because you see, we had a black president and a black first lady. You could be anything that you want to be, but you got to push yourself. And above all, get to know the Lord, because he will help you when all else fails. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll always be with you.